Last time on Lawful Stupid.
All right, Gwarp, time to show this lady what speed is. And then he's just going to dive into a full speed rush frenzy. And he's going to use his action just to stream all this elemental energy off of him as he just goes zoom, 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 and zigzags all around Aya, making like an elemental chain of energy into this pulsing dome of fire and stone and brambles and thorns, and all of them are kind of moving in this weird time flux.
Her like barrier is struggling to stand up to the intensity and the speed of the attacks. You did a nice little chunk of damage there, my dude. Gwarp goes to chomp forward, and I think she just grabs him by the neck to stop him, demonstrating her power. She attempts to purge the 30-foot radius.
Osiris has gone unconscious.
And she just, boom, clears the area. And you see at her feet, this gem begin to glow like a soft gold. Yeah, so right back into it, Osiris taking a dirt nap, Aya standing over them, kind of imposing her presence, and she had just released a divine wrath, and as she did so, that's where she's going to end her turn. That's going to bring us back around to Osiris. Roll me a death saving throw, please.
Oh, I would hate to, but I'll do it for you because you asked me to.
Remember, what is it? How do we were doing those? Keeping them secret?
Oh, shoot. Okay, how do I turn this off?
I think you, Dwayne, you roll it and don't tell.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I roll it. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. I hate this rule. I said I loved it, and now I hate
now
it.
Now you hate it.
Go ahead, bro. Do your thing. Hey, can you just give me a wink if it's good and a double wink if it's not good?
So
no, dude, I love this. I love the mystery.
Give him a three-quarters wink if it's good, and give him a 6/9 wink if it's
so. Oh. That seems really complicated. So,
what you should do, though, is if you're seriously editing, okay. If Ginge can add in something and just tell us what it is right here, so the audience knows, and like we'll
that would
the,
actually be kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
That might be cool.
It was above a 10.
So next is Darlene, who is exhausted.
I don't know if she's got enough juice in her to do more time fuckery at the moment, while also keeping up... God, what was that concentration she was working on still?
Seeming? Mm-hmm. Haste on Gwarp. No. Actually, that's really good.
Yeah, no, it was the haste on Gwarp. Yeah, nope, she's going to just try keeping that up.
Oh, that's going to run out soon, huh?
No, she got like a whole ass minute. We only had like, what,
yeah,
three rounds?
Yeah, it's like 10 turns. You only had like two or three rounds.
I'm thinking in money moves. Don't worry about me.
Well, and it only takes one hit, you know?
Yeah, no, at this point she can't really do anything besides move away and hope the fuck her horse comes in somewhat soon.
You ain't got a little healing work? You got a little bonus action healing?
No, she does not. Okay. We had a healer and I switched that spell out if I had it.
Respect.
Did not think about bringing it back again. So we are SOL.
Got it.
Some of you have potions.
Mm-hmm.
I drink too much.
Yeah, no, you know who's far away at this point in time and who is exhausted and moving at half speed and who's going to get got by Aya anytime soon? Just your girl. She's gonna stay here, and maybe a horse will come in, and we can rush off into the sunset to save him. We'll see how that goes.
On the way. So I'm gonna
dodge. If anything comes my way, you take the dodge action.
Good job.
Yeah.
Very good, Avon. That's probably the first dodge action we've ever had on the podcast.
Well, yeah.
That's me.
Next is Gorp or Drake. You're interchangeable.
Yeah, let me roll my recharges.
Yeah, you're going to need them.
So I got my breath weapon back. And then I got both back because the other one recharges on a 3-4, right? It was a 1-2 and a 3-4.
Yes.
And the other one didn't have a recharge. So yes, hooray for me. Here's what I'd like to do. Gorp's going to rear back and kind of break down this this cage, this dome of energy that has kind of locked him and Nova in place. And he's going to say, Drake's going to shout, he'll go, what did I say?
Nova.
Fuck that one up.
Well, it's okay. You're trying to kill a different god.
Different goddess I have to fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Locking me in Aya. And Drake will turn to her and say, new game. You want win? Come get him. And Gorp's going to do his breath weapon as hard as he can at the ground and project himself up. And then we're all wings ahead that away, away from Osiris and Darling at full speed, full action economy, full zippity doo dah.
All right. Well, let's see if she can hit you with a opportunity attack. Start.
Seems crazy that she can use her reaction to do this and all those legendary reactions, but
I didn't make the rules.
That's fair. Yay.
All right.
I'm just trying to keep you honest because it's fucking.
Okay. There's three of you. Okay. All right. So she's going to hit and it's going to hurt. I promise.
Oh, no.
Because she critted.
It's just like one attack coming at me, right?
Yeah, it's just one attack. Yeah, okay. Don't worry about it. It's just one attack.
We're good. So I can use my reaction to put on warp is the important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suggest you do such.
Well, don't be menacing about it.
That's not bad. 27 slashing damage, and then...
Okay.
There's an and.
Yeah, he's got the radiant. Yeah.
And then 31 radiant damage.
Yeah, we're fine, dude.
You know, no big deal.
As she like blasts like a pulse of radiant energy from her palm.
Got it. Wow. Okay, yeah, and then so Gorp can tank that, and then we're playing keep away in the sky.
Okay, and then you're basically running, looking for her to chase you.
Correct.
Okay. Cool. How far do you get? What is it, 40 feet?
I mean, you tell me what Gorp's new movement speed is with six wings.
That's fair. What is it originally?
I think his flying speed ends up being 40 feet when he carries me. I don't have that feature yet that lets him fly.
We'll call it 80 feet. Just double it.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, we'll do the full 80 feet straight up, and then I kind of did like a flavor, like we took off with like a
yeah. I didn't assume you were doing an action because you didn't have me roll to avoid
super,
it.
Super fair.
Unless you want to backtrack that and say
No. We'll absolutely use the other action to dash and go another 80 feet.
All right. And so then that brings us back around to Aya. As you retreat, you see her get pissed and she just bolts after you. So you went 240 feet. She could dash for 120, but she's still behind.
I think I went 160, 80 twice, right?
Yeah, but didn't you say you dash because you have haste?
Oh, I have haste. Yeah, so that's... That gives you... So it would be...
The 240. 80 plus 160.
Well, wouldn't it be 160 twice then? Because isn't my movement speed double because I have haste? So I go my full movement speed instead of being 80.
Oh, I forgot about haste.
160. And then I dash, so it's 320.
I was just thinking haste for the second action. Not the movement speed bonus it gives.
Yeah.
Doesn't it give a movement speed bonus?
Your movement speed is doubled, right?
I'm looking.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a while since I hasted.
Yeah, same.
Well, let's not be hasty. Let's figure this out. Let's not be hasty. Real quick.
Yeah, let's take a minute.
Target speed is doubled. It's doubled.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's already 160, yeah.
So 320 sonic boom.
Yeah, boom. You're just gone. I mean, she's gonna... Fuck, that kind of... Does that change things? No, she's still gonna chase. She'll just use her action to chase you 120 feet. That brings us back around to Osiris, so I'm just gonna...
Yeah, so I'll stand up and from pretending I was dead, and I'll go, woof, that was close.
And so we'll roll again.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
And you got no clue what's going on over there.
This one was also above a 10.
And then Darlin's turn.
All right, seeing how they're going, and all I can do is kind of like slow motion dash for my 30 feet back over to brother. I don't have a horse. I don't have anywhere to get there faster. I'm going to like go and get my potion bottle out.
And then arrives. He's been clip-clopping his way here for 4 turns now. No, is it? Fair enough. You would know. I'm just talking. This has been a week. I'm having a good time.
I don't know. I don't know where Dwayne has my horse. It's in a mile radius. Do. That's all I know. Dwayne knows.
He's been in our hearts and our friends all along the way. It's that horse. That's what it is.
All right. So you're trying to inch towards Osiris, essentially.
Essentially,
do you have any movement spells?
For myself without losing something on Gwarp.
Misty Step, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's maybe a Fae-flavored spell. I don't know if that's in your repertoire.
I don't know if it is in my repertoire. It's a third level one, right?
I think so.
No, it's 2. Misty Step's 2.
Is it 2?
Nope, don't have that one.
Yep. I play Baldur's Gate with a friend who uses it.
Fair enough.
I'm used to Misty Step. This is just not the character that has it. Where's my...
Yeah, 30 feet.
30 feet. Maybe I have a fae to summon? Nope, I don't have a summon.
No, you have Unseen Servant, right?
You could summon him. Wait, is that concentration?
I don't know.
Yeah.
First level boy.
Oh, it's not Unseen. It is not concentration. I can get him.
Hey! Yeah,
and he can deliver it. Yeah,
we got there.
Yep, nope. Hand it off to that guy, and that guy can go run it off. Give that to
your potion, sir. He just hands it.
But I'm dead.
It's like, he's not taking it.
Dunk. Just hits him at dunk.
Sir, your potion.
Smears it on my shirt.
Really unbecoming, sir.
What's the Unseen Servant's movement speed? 30 feet?
Probably. No. I can move it up to 15 feet.
He throws it from a distance.
I can move 30.
Next and turn.
That guy was 15.
It's a relay. It's the world's shittiest relay.
And then I have to like...
For Osiris' life.
She's going to run faster than the servant.
She's so tired.
Because I can't like even like pass it off like... The best I could do is throw the potion at the thing 60 feet ahead of myself and hope that it catches it to then give to him after
moving
15
feet. Come on,
dude.
G's got hands.
You'll figure it out. You'll get there.
G's got hands.
Look, listen, I didn't really want to come back anyway.
Okay, so...
He's been holding up a giant cardboard sign that says, "Let me die." I don't know why. He's holding up a DNR that he signed.
Check my DNR, bro. If this ghoul resuscitates me, you're all dead.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We're all going to jail. if we win.
Okay, so you summon it 60 feet ahead. And you're going to chuck the potion to it, right?
If I can. And hope that it catches.
Fuck it. Ooh. I mean, go for it.
Fuck it. Why not? I don't know how many rounds he's got left.
Yeah, Avon, do me a favor. Roll a ranged attack.
Ranged attack.
Yeah, and do it. Oh, yeah. Just do it with disadvantage because you're exhaustion.
But you've got hands, though, so.
Knew it. He was so excited to tell you to do that. Jeeves.
I don't know what's her ranged attack.
Just D20 plus your dex.
Yeah.
It's really... You're not proficient in potion throw.
Nope.
You should be, dang it.
If you had Tavern Brawler, you'd be there.
Yeah. That should be a feat just for potions, though, where you can throw it and it lands on the ground and heals.
I like that, yeah.
Baldur's Gate style. Mm.
Yeah. Well, that was a double four.
Okay.
For a six.
So you fucking chuck this thing. Like, overcoming exhaustion, just fucking chuck it. And you watch as it soars, and the unseen servant... Can you see an unseen servant? I feel like you can't, right? I feel like he's invisible.
In the name.
Yeah.
No idea where he is.
Yeah, it's you're just chucking it forward.
You have a feeling in your heart. You have best friend rings that light up when you're close to each other.
That is a strength of 2.
Dex is what we're really looking at, I think.
The problem is it just doesn't have stats. So, hold on. But I think when I search for it, living unseen servant, there's a monster. Nope, here it is. Got it. Oh, it doesn't have any dex. Avon, roll a d20. It's just a +0.
Can I leave that in your hand?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yeah. I don't.
Come on, Jeeves.
So, this potion bottle, like, is soaring. You fucking chuck it. It's your Super Bowl throw. And you see the potion suddenly change directions as it begins to, like, go downwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it lands right at the feet of Osiris.
Oh.
But your unseen servant does not have it.
Unseen servant has the directions to feed it to him, so I guess we'll see how that goes.
Yep, next turn.
Somebody get that man a bendy straw.
That was a good turn, darling, in a lot of ways. It made me laugh, made me sad,
made me cry.
Yeah,
made me die.
It's a roller coaster.
Gorp's turn, with a 200 feet behind them, because you moved 320, she covered 120 feet.
Yep. Alright, Gorp, it's time to show this lady why we're kings of the sky. All right.
Freudian slip.
I got a new sister this day and lost a brother.
Then I'm gonna hop off. I'm gonna do a backflip off of Gorp out of the saddle. I'm gonna do a backflip. I'm gonna do a dive. I'm gonna twist in the air, sniper rifle pointed down, I'm gonna fly downward at her, and I'm unloading every shot that I got. And then Gorp, he's also dive bombing, and he's got all his elements up, and he's ripping and roaring to go. And we're gonna get her.
So you rush back at her, full speed.
Come back. We do a little double dive on her.
Perfect. Yeah, so roll your attack roll, and then let's do the breath weapon. So she has to do a constitution or dex? I can't remember.
She has to do a con save.
Con, got it. What is her modifier for that? Oh, pretty good. 18?
Yes, that is going to meet. Because it's my spell casting modifier, and I think that's my spell save. No, it's not.
Yeah, that's
you did it. You did it. Hooray.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you still have a lot of breath weapon to roll, and then
yep.
On her.
I'm looking at the different stuff right now. Boop, boop. So that's going to be 24 and 18 to hit with my rifle.
24 hits.
It's going to be 18 plus 10, so 28 piercing damage.
Nice.
And then Gwarp can use his reaction to imbue any attack that he sees with the Tronic Essence. I'm assuming that's 1d6 of each of the elements.
Yep.
Fire, acid, time, which is force. Am I missing one?
Time, no, because you don't get one for one for win.
Because you don't get one from win. You got wings, but no juice. That's it.
Correct.
Fifteen. Points of various elemental damage, and then I'll do the breath weapon.
Yep. Which was the, yeah, I would say the original plus.
Yeah. So that's 27 halved. 27, so, I have not halved it.
Yeah, so we got it. Yeah, this like a tornado of attacks, both elemental and rifle fire. You actually see her stumble backwards a little bit as this comes down. And she kind of cries out, actually feeling the wrath of your attacks.
And then Gwarp's going to use his additional haste action to just, like, do a dashy maneuver to, like, swing by and scoop me up.
Okay. So, are you going to... Where are you going to be movement-wise?
I will be... We're going to end our turn, like, 40 feet below Aya, but while still in the air. If that makes sense.
40 feet below Aya, but still in the air?
Yeah, because Aya went 180 feet into the air.
120 feet, but she's on the ground. She's not flying.
Aya hasn't been flying this whole time? She didn't fly 120 feet up in the air?
No, she just ran.
She ran 120 feet up in the air?
Yeah. No, she ran 120 feet to chase you. What are you talking about?
Oh, I see.
I thought she was in the air, too. I thought she, like, skyrocketed up to
it. That was 100% the image I had. That was what we... Okay.
I mean, she can fly. Fuck it. She's a god.
To just dive at somebody who's
fine.
On the ground.
I just assumed you were fucking kamikazing this shit. She can fly.
No, that's
bomb whatever.
As hell that worked out for me, but... I would not normally do that.
I'll give her flight. Hold on. I'll add it to her list.
Yeah, take some away.
That's like, it's time to show her why we're kings of the sky. Because we're good up here.
I thought it still made sense.
Well, we're fighting now.
You're still the queen of my heart.
Been a hell of a day. All right, my turn.
Okay, so end your turn 40 feet away from her. Got it. Yeah, so she's gonna chase you 40 feet. She can do that.
Oh, I need to recharge for her. I didn't last turn. Number.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah, so she pulls her hands together, claps, and there's another radius of this radiant energy. So roll a constitution saving throw.
You got it, my guy. Twenty-two for Drake. 18 for Gorp.
Drake succeeds. Gorp does not. And we're looking at 61 radiant damage as she essentially clears the ground again. Bad. Got it.
My bones!
Yeah.
I took half of that because I saved, right?
Yeah, you took half.
Yeah.
And then that brings us back around to Osiris.
Hey. I mean.
Hey.
I mean.
No, nothing. Just my bones.
Okay.
And that one was a nat one.
And we'll move on to Darlin.
Okay. So we're okay.
You could have failed one, succeed one.
I know, I'm just very nervous.
it's a rough spot
to be in,
bud.
Isn't that three? Shouldn't have something happened? Darlin, your turn.
Well, I have a faithful unseen servant who can maybe pick up that bottle and give it to Osiris, maybe?
Yeah, you can do that. Who wants to roll for the heals? Or are we just going to...
I mean, I'll do it.
Is it like 2d4? Or is it 1d4?
2d4 plus 4, I believe, is a potion.
It's a normal health potion.
So he's succeeding. Like, the guy succeeding is going to give me this potion.
Yeah.
It's going in your gullet, guy.
Yep. Yeah. It's in your mouth.
But choose not to swallow it.
Spit it out.
That'd be the first time. That'd be the first time.
I swish and I spit it into G's fancy bucket like it's a potion tasting
doy.
Okay. 2d4 plus 4 will be 10.
Great.
And Osiris, you come back to life. You wake up. I want everyone to know that Osiris had 2 successful saves followed by a natural 1. So next turn was going to be a decision. That's why I kind of made a face. Wow. I was like, oh shit, my face. All right, Osiris, it's not your turn, but you're awake.
Oh, yeah.
Darlin is coming. Just going to send off a bardic inspiration his direction. It's like, are you awake? Can you get up? Get up. You got this.
Oi.
Next up is Gorp and Drake.
All right, buddy. We can't take another hit like that. You just go ahead and get me close to her, and I'm going to take care of the... No, don't you backtalk me, Gorp.
Gorp.
And we're going to fly straight at her, beeline style.
Don't forget to recharge your abilities.
I'm going to... Good call.
I got you.
No, and no.
Damn. Sorry.
No worries. I'm gonna jump from Gorp onto this lady.
Okay.
I'm gonna tackle her. And she's in the air, right? I'm not fucked up when I think that now.
Nope, still on the ground. Never changed.
She's on the ground. I'm going to tackle her from the air. I'm going to tackle her onto the ground. And I'm going to be like, hey, lady.
So Are you attacking or basically just trying to tackle her?
I'm just trying to close the distance.
That wasn't an answer. What action are you performing? If at all.
Movement.
Movement. All right, yeah, you close the distance, no problem. You embrace her.
And then when I get close to her, I'm going to say, I don't really know. Got to move now. Give me a second, guys. Give me a second. I might blow myself up in a minute.
I was going to say, what about your foot?
That's what I'm. Yeah, I'm down to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got 18 hit everything. Points. All right. I'm going to blow myself up in a second. But let me think of some cool shit to say. Hey, lady.
Kick. Strong start. Kick.
Hey, lady. Trick or treat. Smell my feet.
There you go.
That's not the move. Do I make it about? Because she didn't like do nothing to me. It's kind of weird to be like, you hey, should, this is.
Look, oh, look, there's. And point up. Like she's expecting, and then get her. Look in this. Oh, there's another ghoul. Oh, there's your brother. I don't know. She wants there to be stuff in the sky because you were there.
Because you're right. While I was up there, I dropped 5,000 ball bearings.
Dwayne, you didn't hear that part, Dwayne?
And then I cast enlarge on all the ball bearings. It's a group spell.
Ultimate final technique. Lucifer Pachinko. You can write that down. That's really good.
But what are you going to say when you fire
up
your rocket?
What am I going to say in this moment?
God damn.
It's a good question, Dwayne.
You can always pick something about family. She's the one
picking
on her brother.
My brother made this. Kick you in the snatch. That's not right.
No. Hey, lady is a strong start. I think you definitely
hey,
started
lady.
Hey, lady.
Here's a gift from my family. Or a gift from the Derringers. I got
this is for my uncle. You could say that. This is for my uncle.
Yes, well, he's over there.
Look
this
at that
one's
guy.
For
he's
my
always
uncle.
Believed in me. It's my real slow sister right there. She's fucking Baywatching her nuts off.
It's my real slow sister.
She's crying.
I do love the idea of Darling actually, because of time magic, now just moving slower. Like, that's her problem. She's so too weak to experience time in a normal state.
That's good.
Yeah, no, it feels right. I like it.
Okay, so Ginge, later okay, Shane's going to say something cool and ask you to edit back in.
I got it right here.
Okay,
here
are
we
you
go,
sure?
Here we go. Yep.
Ginge, leave that part in.
One last deal, Leia. I understand you're broken. Something's broken can still be fixed. How'd you like to be blown to shit? And I take off my mechanical leg. My brother made this for me. It's got enough boom in it to make sure me and you both go in Gorp's belly. What do you say?
Bring it on.
I beep.
Okay, what does she have to do?
It's unpreventable 20d20 damage, I think we decided on.
I don't remember. Look at your character.
I think we decided on unavoidable 20d20 to both. To anything in the vicinity. Which should just be the two of us.
You know what would be a real dick move?
Don't you put me in there.
Is to use... Oh, no, can't do a legendary resistance on that. Holy shit.
20d20.
Are you rolling it?
Yeah, I rolled it.
Okay.
I
got 18 hit points left. How am I looking?
Am I still up? There's more dice being rolled than you have HP.
Am I still up? Or?
So this explosion happens, and there's a bright light. And the explosion, what's the radius on it? Like, it's like 30 feet, right? It's not huge.
It's a 30-foot sphere.
Yeah. So it's essentially just another, like, for the for Osiris and Darling, it's almost as if Aya has used another divine wrath. You know, that same bright light filling the air. And so, headphones off, everybody but Shane.
Oh my god.
I'm glad I can read. I've been reading Licks for the past 2 weeks.
Man, you guys are fucking toast, huh? You guys are dead as shit. I'm the one who lived. Idiots.
Every RPG player knows that the scariest final boss isn't Tiamat, Vecna, or Orcus. Why, it's none other than scheduling a game! That foul beast! It's no one's fault they can't make it, Tim. So how do we get a game together that is exciting, fresh, and worth exploring? The answer is plainly, Roleplay Revolution! Roleplay Revolution allows you to generate ready-to-run adventures in minutes. Comes complete with NPCs, monsters, maps, and more. What a hoot! Your adventures can be highly complex for even the most intelligent, or as simple as you require. Isn't that right, Timmy? Roleplay Revolution has powerful tools that let you tweak your adventure after initial creation, so don't worry about all those last-minute great ideas that you come up with. You start by just throwing out some of your favorite themes, movies, games, etc., just to get the juices flowing a bit. Want to mix high fantasy with your favorite RPG title? Go crazy! A mustachioed plumbing brothers and steampunk? You got it. Your imagination is the limitation. Roleplay Revolution allows you to create the game you'd love to run, but just don't have the time to write. To spice it up even more, let's assume that Tim and your other quote-unquote friends are indisposed for a long period of time. Never fear! Roleplay Revolution has an AI-powered DM named Oracle. That's nice. That will never leave and keep its time commitments. Oracle will run the adventures you generate for you. You can run the adventures solo with Oracle or have a GM for you and your friends. It's free to try. But we, Lawful Stupid, hope you'll hear this and go for the annual subscription. If you purchase the annual subscription and use the code LAWFULSTUPID at checkout, you'll get a whopping 20% off the total price. Head on over to roleplayrev.com and let the games begin.
So, Drake is the only one who can see what is transpiring. As this explosion begins to go forth from this leg, you almost like toss it in between you, and it explodes, and you watch as she like places her hands together and like bows her head and almost says like a quick prayer. And then there's nothing. You find nothing. You feel nothing. It isn't until, well, I guess it wouldn't be familiar to you, but you hear a voice that calls out from almost like behind you. He says, that was pretty brave. And when you turn around, you see Bellamere.
I know you from the stories.
Yeah. That's impressive. I couldn't have imagined. That's how our sister would go.
Did I get it? You saying I got it?
You did. And she must have liked the hell out of you, because she called me.
Oh, to finish your dirty work? It takes two of you? All right, put up your dukes.
Nope. That's not what she wanted.
Oh.
And he walks over to you and he places a hand on you. And you feel like an indescribable amount of pain. It is as if your entire body has been pulled apart, put back together, set on fire, frozen, and then pushed back into a corporeal form. And Drake, you wake up with 1 HP, and in your hand, there is a gem. And it has a roaring flame in it, with this blackness that's almost like swirling around.
Gwar! Gorp around?
Yeah, Gorp's alive. He's around. He comes. He swoops down.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You make me nervous at the silence.
Yeah, he approaches.
I hop up on his back and clamber up and see what I can see from his back. How's everybody looking?
Well, I mean, bad. Darling is moving as if, you know, the air is pudding and Osiris is on the ground. he's looked better by a lot, but there Careful. Is, there is no, evidence of Aya.
Hmm.
We're gonna plonk on over to him so we can celebrate as a family.
Yeah, you do.
Imagine Darling in slow motion trying to like get over there. Just be like, you're alive.
We got her.
That was a big blast over there.
Yeah. We did it. Go team, hey. Hey, go team, hey.
I'm laying on my back and I think Osiris just puts his hand up. He's still just looking up at the sky. He's not sitting up, but you say, go team, hey, and he just puts a hand up. Kind of looking for your hands, and if you slap it, great, but if not, he just drops it.
Yeah, I grab it.
Go team A.
Come on, darling, get in on this.
She'll do it, but then like she'll put her one arm up like elbow and just like start crying.
Oh yeah, that hurt a lot, huh?
I thought you were both gone.
Oh, I died for sure. At least once.
Yeah, well, I brought you back.
Yeah, that one got undone. And then the second time, I don't know if they're just mad because I won so hard or like, I don't know what happened, but we got her, but like also she saved me, question mark. I met Bellamere. He's cool as hell. Dumb accent.
I don't like that. That was pretty rude. What do you got against accents, bud?
I hate my own accent too. I think it sounds dumb. I used to sound like you. I bumped in the head. I'm hoping that's my true quest this whole time has been a way to get my voice back to fucking normal. So I don't sound like
fucking. Your voice. Pretty sure dying twice didn't just get it back for you.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's
no,
more
I,
than a head bug.
So did we win? If we have, are we on to the next thing? What's Can we sleep for a few days?
We should absolutely sleep. I don't want to. Borp's kind of roughed up from that fight. I don't want to feed him just because this crystal looks. This, I guess, is what's left of Aya. And it looks like it's got some kick to it. So I want Borp to get a nappy poo before he shoves that in his gullet. But With that, I think we can fight the Grand Magus now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Gorp, you want to spit Cassiel out so he can hang out with the Snyder? Is that how it works?
No.
Gorp?
Like a Pokeball, but for humans?
Gorp. Yeah, no. Can you de-digivolve to a smaller form?
Oh, I don't wanna.
All right, that's fair.
What's the weather?
I'm a big fucking dragon. It's fucking clear. I mean, with all the shit magic that is like pushed through this world, there's where you guys are, there's no clouds. It's clear. Like,
great. There's
a stillness to the air, honestly.
Smells like ozone.
Osiris just rolls over and curls like into a ball and lets the sun cascade on him as he just closes his eyes. Hoping this is the place where he set up camp.
Wraps the derringers around him. This is his giant form. Just everybody finds a place within
Cuddle puddle,
the,
yeah.
Yeah. Within yeah. the giant beanbag creature that is our hero Gorp.
Big Gorp sucks his thumb.
Wait, sucks my thumb or his own?
He sucks his every own. Thumb in the joint.
Everywhere.
Yes, the answer is
all
yes.
the wingtips.
Yeah, so you guys take a long rest. Yeah, you awake. Still pretty fucked up physically. Maybe not on your stat sheets, but you fought a god. Congratulations, you're all level 16.
Hooray!
A what, level two
what
bump?
Wonders do the ranger class have for me at these high levels?
Yeah, so you level up. And Darlin, you remove one level of exhaustion.
Excellent.
Yeah, still leaving you with two.
Yeah. Learn the spell catnap.
Super appropriate.
That's pretty cool. I want to be mad, but that's pretty cool.
What do you guys want to do?
Sleep another day. Let's do it again.
I mean, it sounds lame to say, but we should sleep away these levels of exhaustion before we go fight the Grand Magus.
What's pushing us on? Is there like a time limit right now we have for something, or is it... is there something pending that we need to get to that we're forgetting about?
Devin asks the other players.
Yeah.
I think it's just find and get a hold of the Grand Magus and see where he's keeping Dad captive, if he has Dad still. Maybe explain what just happened to the entire town of Fire Dragon folk. I'm pretty sure there's a few of them around us as we wake up.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where that fucking horse is, but somewhere.
I would like to use a flashback.
Okay.
Forgot this was a mechanic.
You hit me in the bones with like, that's a thing we could have done the whole time.
Like, you guys are fighting a god and nobody thought to use a flashback. I was like, all right.
Remember when Dad taught us to fight a god? Level.
I honestly thought you might have been saving them for the next fight, but...
Yep.
But they don't roll over. There's like a rollover plan on...
There's a rollover plan.
There isn't.
Mm-hmm. There is one. That's why it makes sense.
I would like to capitalize on my relationship with Daddy Derringer, and I would like to think that we had a way to always know where each other were in the world. And I want to know where he is.
What our compass?
What that looks like is we're sitting on the top of a clock tower sharing ice cream with one another, kicking our feet.
Is this from Kingdom Hearts 2?
Yes, it is.
This is a date.
Kingdom Hearts Orange cream sickle.
I forgot you date our dad. That makes sense.
It's actually the Derringer Estate. It's like one of the bigger ones that has a clock built into it. as we're starting out, as we're first finding, and... you know, we're besties and we're like, we want this feeling to last forever. And so we gave each other these like magical tattoos. I'm not going to tell you where. You'll just have to find out later. And I can tap into that and find out where he's at.
I will say that with that, you can determine where he is, provided that he's on the same plane as you.
Here we go. Is he on the same plane as us?
The way the tattoo works, unfortunately, you have to rub it to activate it.
It's on my lower back.
It's a trans.
I just pretend my back hurts is what I do. I just pretend my back hurts. Oh man.
You didn't have to tell me where it was. You could have just said, yeah, I go and reach towards, you know, you didn't have
my
to.
My butt.
Anyways.
To my butthole.
Yeah, anyways. And you are unable to fill his presence.
Oh, I got some bad news, everyone. Daddy Derringer ain't here.
They all look around. Well, yeah, no shit.
Man, you can keep your kink to yourself, Cyrus.
Nor, I mean, on this plane, which means we lost him.
I don't know. He was kind of running through doors since the second he laid sights. He could be literally anywhere. He could have gone through 8 doors by now.
Avon, I didn't
I gotta
catch
hold
it.
For a second because of Avon.
I didn't catch it.
What happened?
No!
Cyrus called him daddy.
Yeah, which only makes sense for us as children and you as lover.
So, yeah, I guess we just keep on going now. Forget all I said anything or rubbed my back. Let's move on. Next.
You could be in the Grand Magus' Tower. That could definitely be a different plane.
Let's go find Declan. Declan, Declan. That's his name. We're going to call him that from now on.
Hey, gang. Is that our goal? Has that been our goal the whole time? Because
what I thought was, like, if you said that perhaps he had taken Declan, then if we knew where Declan was, we could find him. But
I don't think he gives a shit.
It's a moot point. Rolls back over, goes to sleep. See you guys in the morning.
Another 24 hours of sleep, eh? All right. See you guys in another 24.
No, but seriously, we've got how many gems now?
We've got here's what we got, on our side. We got the proprietor. We got fire. We got our boy Cassiel and Time. We got a little bit of wind. And we got a big ol' Leia. That's where we're at. I hope they're getting along in. Looks at the gym. I hope they'll get along in there. I'm sure Gorp's tummy will keep them in line.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, why talk about it? Let's be about it. And I throw the gym in Gorp's mouth. It's been a day. He's had a nap.
He might adjust to it.
Yeah. So you throw this gym in there. And Shane, what I need you to do is explain the next set of wings that Gorp gets using the thematic component of Bellemare.
Of Bellemare?
Mm-hmm. That is Bellemare's gym.
I think... Gosh, Devin, feel free to help me out on this. I was thinking, is chains the way to go? No?
No, his armor was covered in lava and brimstone, essentially.
Yeah, but I've already got, like,
no, I get that. Lava and brimstone. I'm just saying.
I think his form change. I would think his form changes.
I think I'm gonna go with what I saw in the chat. Erupts, just they're made of just so many shovels, just 100 shovels on each wing, just the
overlapped.
The lips of which is overlapping, kind of making like a bit of a scale mail, but of shovel heads.
Wow, I'm honored.
And they're very good shovel heads. Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's where we're gonna end this episode.
So we are going to be rolling for the Wounded Warrior Project, a very worthwhile organization, very close to some of our hearts, and we hope that you will join us in rolling. We got a 15, so starting out strong with a 15.
Damn.
We hope you guys will roll along with us, or feel free to roll in front of us. Remember, that's the thing people used to say. If you don't stand behind the troops, feel free to stand in front of them.
We're threatening you now. Roll dice or die.
I have to up the ante.
We our new outro now, or situation, is to give wisdom to my children, all children, but mostly my children. Are you guys prepared?
Always.
All right, Shane.
Good enough.
Do not sell your body to the government. It is not worth it. Not a pro move.
All right, Devin.
There are going to be multiple times it's going to seem insidious at first. You're like, is this me selling my body to the government? Because it's not framed that way, but actually it is. So just check that and only sell your body to somebody you love. And not for money, just for equal love.
Okay. All right, this one. Good. Devin.
Let's see. A dose of gratitude goes further than a cup of negativity.
Hey, Bun.
Whatever, dude.
Chase after your passions. Don't do what other people tell you to do.
Like your homework or eat your vegetables.
More in the instance of
peer pressure.
Let's say you graduate high school, and the next step, logically, is, go to college. If that's not your calling, go to, what is it called? Trade school, or...
Boom.
Just don't sell your body to the military.
Follow that
passion.
Don't join the military.
Go to college. Bonus advice, don't go to college. What year is it? It's 2024 when this is being recorded. Hey, it's already fucked now. It's already the collapse of a dying system. Anybody who's going to school is like... It's kind of a hoax, right? We all kind of know it's a ruse at this point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have a worthless piece of paper. Costs a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Be a tradesman.
Find your own path. Do what you want.
But also, trade's a good call.
Yeah.
I think we need more silversmiths.
That'd be neat.
For the werewolves?
Take care of those werewolves.
Yeah,
Johnny Tremaine.
Donald Trump
Paul
is just
Revere.
A werewolf, right? Like, we all agree.
I haven't seen the new papers on that.
He's like four werewolves in a man suit. Like,
who is this?
I believe that Trump wants four werewolves inside him. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Quote of wisdom or nugget of wisdom,
Jacob,
is
from
that
the Twilight series
is that knowledge speaks, wisdom listens. So if you want to be the smartest person in the room, fucking say something, right? And spout off whatever. But if you actually want to be the smartest person in the room, fucking listen. Well, as we always say, we love you.
Boy Silversmith.
Do not sell your body.
Bye.
Unless it's for meat. Tasty meat.
Tasty meat? Hey everybody, this
to
is Atlas from the gut of
to
what?
A reputable seller.
Well, what if you're saving somebody?
From what?
Well, like you get like the Kenny
from being hungry.
Indeed.